Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Center assures Supreme Court of temporary suspension on key waqf provisions, including removal of waqf by user until next hearing. Calcutta High Court forms 3-member panel for rehabilitation of displaced people in violence-affected areas of Murshidabad. Maharashtra rolls out National Education Policy 2020, announces Hindi to be compulsory third language in primary education. Gangster behind 14 attacks in Punjab and wanted by National Investigation Agency, Happy Pasia detained in US. World Heritage Day being celebrated across the globe today with the theme Heritage under threat from disaster and conflicts. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians beat Sunrisers Hyderabad by 4 wickets at Wankhede Stadium. And now the news in detail. The Supreme Court has recorded the Union Government's assurance that no fresh appointments will be made to Waqf boards or the Central Waqf Council under the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 until the next hearing. We have a report.
A bench led by Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna, along with Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan, also noted Solicitor General Tushar Mehta's assurance that the status of existing Waqf properties, including those categorized as Waqf by user, will remain unchanged for now. The court directed the centre to file its response within 7 days to the batch of petitions seeking a stay and challenging the constitutional validity of the recent amendments to the Waqf Act 1995. Due to the large number of petitions, the bench asked the petitioners to identify 5 lead cases to be heard, while the remaining may be treated as the applications are considered disposed of. The matter will now be heard on May 5. The court also ordered appointment of a nodal counsel to streamline pleadings and written submissions. This is Deepmala Kaushik, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Waqf Act governs the management of Islamic endowments for religious and charitable purposes, including mosques, schools and hospitals. The Calcutta High Court has directed the formation of a 3-member committee for the identification and rehabilitation of people displaced by the violence which took place during the protests over the Waqf Act in Murshidabad district. The court said that the 3-member committee will consist of an official, each from the National Human Rights Commission and the West Bengal Human Rights Commission, besides the member secretary of the State Legal Services Authority. They will have to submit the report by May 15, 2025. A division bench of Justices Shoman Sen and Raja Basu Chaudhary further said that the Central Armed Police Force, CAPF, will continue to stay in the affected areas of Murshidabad as per their earlier order on April 12. Meanwhile, National Commission for Women, NCW Chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar arrived in Kolkata last evening to lead an inquiry into the violence in Murshidabad following protests against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. Rahatkar, who is part of the probe committee constituted by the NCW, will visit affected areas including Malda and Murshidabad over the next 3 days. The Maharashtra government has announced that Hindi will be a compulsory third language from classes 1 to 5 in Marathi and English medium schools in line with the National Education Policy NEP 2020. Currently, only Marathi and English are mandatory from classes 1 to 4 in these schools. More from our correspondent.
The Maharashtra State School Education Department day before yesterday issued a government resolution mentioning the phase-wise implementation of the new curriculum based on the National Education Policy 2020 recommendations. According to the GR, Hindi as a third language will be compulsory from class 1 to 5 from the next academic year. It further said that the new syllabus as per the NEP will be implemented for class 1 in the 2025-2026 session. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Wanted gangster Harpreet Singh, alias Happy Pasia, who reportedly plotted 14 terrorist attacks in Punjab, has been detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement in the US. He was also wanted by India's premier anti-terror body, the National Investigation Agency, NIA. Earlier this year, NIA had announced a reward of 5 lakh rupees on Pasia over his alleged involvement in grenade attacks on a house in Chandigarh and police stations in Punjab. Pasia, a close associate of Pakistan-based gangster-turned-terrorist Harvinder Singh Sandhu, alias Rinder, has been involved in several terrorist activities in Punjab. These activities were carried out in collaboration with Pakistan's ISI, Rinda, and the banned terrorist group Babbar Khalsa International. US President Donald Trump and visiting Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni have expressed optimism about a potential trade deal between the US and Europe. President Trump stated that there will be a trade deal and it will be a fair deal. Prime Minister Meloni said she was confident that an agreement could be reached, emphasizing her goal to make the West great again. The Italian Prime Minister is the first European leader to visit Washington since President Trump imposed, then paused, 20% tariffs on imports from the EU bloc. World Heritage Day is being celebrated today across the globe. It is also called the International Day for Monuments and Sites. This year, the theme of the day is Heritage Under Threat from Disaster and Conflicts. Our correspondent reports that this day is celebrated every year on 18th of April to honor and protect cultural and natural heritage.
Over the years, India has steadily expanded its presence on the World Heritage List. In July 2024, a proud addition was made with the inscription of Moidams, the mound burial system of the Ahom dynasty from Assam, as a cultural property. India now has 43 sites on the World Heritage List and 62 more on UNESCO's tentative list. The country's journey began in 1983 with the listing of Agra Fort, followed by the Taj Mahal, Ajanta and Ellora Caves. These sites are preserved not only as symbols of history but also as learning spaces for generations to come. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
On the occasion of World Heritage Day, the Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, has announced free entry at all ASI-protected monuments across the country. This initiative of ASI aims to encourage visitors to explore the country's rich cultural heritage. A compiled book on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's thoughts and speeches on culture, titled Sanskriti Ka Panchva Adhyay, will be released in New Delhi today. The book is a curated collection of speeches by Prime Minister Modi, delivered on various occasions, highlighting Indian culture, traditions, spiritual values and cultural heritage. Today is the Prakash Purab of the ninth Guru, Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib. Born in Amritsar in 1621, he was the youngest son of the sixth Sikh Guru, Sri Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji. Known as a principled and fearless warrior, he was a learned spiritual scholar and a poet. More from our correspondent.
Hind di chadar, Shri Guru Tegh Bahadur.
Tegh Bahadur simariye, karnao nidya
He is known as the Hind Ki Chadar for his bravery and sacrifice in protecting the religious freedom of Hindus during the rule of Aurangzeb in Hindustan. His life and martyrdom are an example for the protection of religious freedom. Head Granthi of Sach Khand Shri Harmandir Sahib, Gyani Ragbir Singh, has congratulated all on the Prakash Purb and has appealed to follow the path shown by Shri Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji. Today, Shri Akhand Pat Sahib will be offered at Guruji's birthplace, Gurdwara Guru Ke Mahal, Deep Mala and fireworks will be displayed during evening. With Maninder Monga from Amritsar, Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Christians across the globe are observing Good Friday today, one of the most solemn and sacred days in the Christian calendar. Marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ at Calvary, Good Friday is a day of mourning, reflection and spiritual devotion. More from our correspondent.
Nagaland, a predominantly Christian state, is set to observe Good Friday with deep reverence and communal participation. Bye. churches throughout Nagaland will host special prayer services where the faithful will gather to seek forgiveness for their sins and express gratitude for Christ's sacrificial act. In the state capital Kohima, Catholic congregations will participate in processions carrying wooden crosses to symbolize the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Devout believers will engage in fasts, culminating in the celebration of Easter Sunday. Asunyu from Akashvani News, Kohima.
In a groundbreaking discovery, scientists using the James Webb Space Telescope have detected strong signs of possible life beyond our solar system. The team identified chemical biosignatures in the atmosphere of K2-18b, an exoplanet located 120 light-years from Earth, suggesting the potential presence of life. A report.
A team led by Professor Niku Madhusudan at Cambridge University's Institute of Astronomy found molecules in the planet's atmosphere that are typically produced by simple organisms on Earth, such as microbes. While this discovery is exciting, Professor Madhusudan emphasized that it does not constitute definitive evidence of life, but rather points to biological activity, a biosignature. This marks the second time NASA's James Webb Space Telescope has detected chemicals associated with life on K2-18b, and researchers believe these findings are more promising than previous ones. However, both the Cambridge team and independent astronomers caution that further data and observations are needed to confirm these results. With M.A. Beek's report, Aishwarya Rainigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Inter Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions in Rajasthan today. According to IMD, hot and humid conditions are predicted over Madhya Maharashtra and Marathwada over the next 2 to 3 days. The Weather Department also predicted rainfall and thunderstorms in various parts of the country. More from our correspondent.
The Met Department predicted heavy rainfall and snowfall over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Himachal Pradesh. Further, thunderstorms with lightning and gusty winds are expected over Bihar, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Jharkhand. The IMD predicted similar conditions over north, northeast and southern parts of the country over the next 2 to 3 days. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 4 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Put into bat first, Sunrisers Hyderabad scored 162 runs for 5 wickets in 20 overs, with Abhishek Sharma top scoring with 40 runs. Will Jacks of Mumbai Indians picked up 2 wickets. Mumbai Indians overhauled the target, losing 6 wickets in 18.1 overs with the help of Will Jacks's 36 runs. He was declared player of the match for his all-round performance. In today's fixture, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Punjab Kings at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium, Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. In athletics, India's Shaurya Ambure clinched the bronze medal in under-18 women's 100-meter hurdles at the Asian Youth Championships in Dammam, Saudi Arabia. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Zaira. Wakf law on pause till Centre details its case, says Hindustan Times, while the Asian Age headlines Supreme Court defers interim Wakf order, grants Centre a week to reply. The Pioneer reports PM Modi directs Delhi to clean Yamuna. Retain school staff till new recruitment, Supreme Court tells West Bengal, writes the Hindu about the order that has given relief to staff protesting the cancellation of the 2016 recruitment drive. In business news, the Financial Express writes markets on fast forward, adding best week for indices in 4 years as investors gain nearly 18 lakh crore. And finally, for those intrigued by the possibility of life elsewhere in the universe, Financial Express writes about a massive planet K2-18b that orbits a star 120 light years away from Earth and has abundance of dimethyl sulfide, whose only source on Earth is living organisms. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre assures Supreme Court of temporary suspension on key Waqf provisions, including removal of Waqf by user until next hearing. Calcutta High Court forms 3-member panel for rehabilitation of displaced people in violence-affected areas of Murshidabad. Maharashtra rolls out NEP 2020, announces Hindi to be compulsory third language in primary education. Gangster behind 14 attacks in Punjab and wanted by NIA, Happy Pasia, detained in US. World Heritage Day being celebrated across the globe today with the theme Heritage Under Threat from Disaster and Conflicts. And in IPL, Mumbai Indians beat Sunrisers Hyderabad by 4 wickets at Wankhede Stadium. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.